KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Lots of high school sports around the area last night. In high school girls track at the Cardinal Relays in Clarinda last night, Atlantic placed second. It was Clarinda, or Creston rather, winning with 125 points, or with 148 points. Atlantic with 125 was second. Glenwood third with a 108 point total. Clarinda was fourth with 69. Thomas Jefferson, Shenandoah, and Red Oak round out the rest of the team's scoring. For Atlantic, Melanie Nielsen winning twice. She was first in the 100 and 200 meters. Allie Krogman picked up three gold medals last night, winning the 3,000 and the 1,500. And she was also part of the winning distance medley relay team, along with Kristen Jock, Aaron Shannon, and Samantha Peterson. Peterson also was a winner in the 800 meters. The shuttle hurdle team for Atlantic of Paige Kennan, Mackenzie Holmes, Samantha McConnell, and Amanda Goody also were winners in last night's event. In boys track last night at the Ram Relays in Glenwood, it was Glenwood winning with 129 points. Harlan with 93, the runner-up. Abe Lincoln had 79 for third. Creston, Thomas Jefferson, fourth and fifth. St. Albert was sixth. Atlantic had 33 points for seventh. Lewis Central, Clarinda, and Red Oak finish off the 10 teams in the field. Atlantic had first place finishes from Tyler Hovey in the discus and also in the shot put. In fact, he had a personal best of 51 feet 10 and a half inches for his toss in the shot. Also, Atlantic's distance medley relay team of Ty Nielsen, Ryan McDermott, Jake Auerbach, and Blake Esbeck also posting a win last night for the Trojans. Also in high school track last night, Griswold placed fourth at the trainer meet. They were 14 teams in total in that meet. Griswold had 62 points, just seven out of second place in that meet. Jared Schoening was a winner in the 110 high hurdles for Griswold last night in trainer, running 15.92 seconds, his second gold in the high hurdles this season. He also anchored the silver medal shuttle hurdle relay team, running with Jordan Vetter, Zach Doty, and Mason Anstey. Doty also had a silver in the high jump in last night's event for Griswold. Also in high school track and boys action last night at Panora, the Kip Janvrin Invitational had Panorama winning the team title with 121 points. Guthrie Center with 101, the runner-up. Jefferson Scranton was third. Ogden fourth. Woodward Granger was fifth, followed by Glidden Ralston and Iowa Christian Academy in the team competition. Also in Greenfield last night at the Nottoway Valley Girls Meet, it was Martinsdale St. Mary's winning with 145 points. Earlham had 125 for second place. I-35 was third with 98 points. Exira EHK running fourth with 64 points. Southeast Warren, West Central Valley, Central Decatur, Nottoway Valley, Adair Casey, East Union, and Orient Maxburg round out the rest of the 11 teams in that field last night. Also in high school girls golf last night, it was Kemper Catholic defeating Atlantic 177-188. Morgan Neighborhouse of Kemper Catholic was the medalist. Mara Mashing of Kemper Catholic, the runner-up, both shot 42s. For Atlantic, Caitlin Walter had the low score, 44. Bailey Walter posted a 46, while Brooke Fletcher carded 48 and Shelby Worth a 50 for Atlantic last night. Also in golf, Audubon and IKM Manning boys teams met up in Audubon last night. It was Audubon winning the boys varsity match 167-203. Medalist Cameron Menino shot the low round of 38. Drew Keller of Audubon runner-up medalist with a 42. Also for the Wheelers, Michael Bylan shot 43, Andy Hoffman a 44. On the girls' side, it was Audubon defeating IKM Manning 201-288 as the Wheelers' Susie Byland was medalist with a 46. Sam Lingle of IKM Manning was runner-up with a 51. Also for the Wheelers, Lexi Tigason and Faith Flifflet each shot 51. Rachel Flug posted a 53. Tegan Albright, 78. For the Wolves, Kristen Volstead had a round of 51 last night. In high school tennis last night, it was Atlantic boys defeating Kemper Catholic 9-0 as they swept all the singles matches. Mitch Leiferman, Tyler Fisher, Matt Cook, Gunnar Bloom, Scott Caslow, and Jake Arneson all posting wins in singles. Also, the doubles teams of Leiferman and Bloom, Fisher and Noah Welter, along with Cook and Arneson, all posted wins last night as Atlantic sweeps Kemper Catholic. In girls tennis up in Carroll, it was Kemper Catholic defeating Atlantic 8-1. Atlantic's only victory coming at number 3 singles, where Lexi Allen, a sophomore, beat Corianne Steinkamp of Kemper Catholic 10-6 for Atlantic's only tally on the sheet last night. Also in boys high school soccer, it was Lewis Central downing Atlantic by a score of 3-0. Well, as they have all season, the Baylor Lady Bears stand atop the women's college basketball world. The 40-0 Lady Bears finished their perfect season with a thorough 80-61 victory over Notre Dame to win their second NCAA title in 7 seasons. It's the first college team, male or female, to win 40 games in a year. The Lady Bears' 6'8" center, Brittany Griner, the AP Player of the Year, was runaway winner for Most Outstanding Player, as Griner scored 17 of her game-high 26 points in the second half when Baylor ran away from Notre Dame, which had closed to within 3. Griner, a force at both ends of the court, added 13 rebounds and 5 blocks. Winning coach Kim Mulkey said of her superstar center, Brittany Griner comes to work every day. Griner got the ultimate compliment from Notre Dame coach Muffet McGraw, who said, as a post player, she's the best I've ever seen. Odyssey Sims chipped in 19 for the Bears, while Destiny Williams added a dozen. Baylor's the 7th women's team to run through a season undefeated, joining Connecticut, which did 4 times, Tennessee, and Texas. Baylor also won the 2005 NCAA crown. It's the 2nd straight year that Notre Dame's lost in the title game. A year ago, the Irish lost to Texas A&M in the championship. Michigan State center Derek Nix has been suspended indefinitely from the basketball team after his arrest early Tuesday on suspicion of operating a vehicle with any presence of drugs and possession of marijuana. Michigan State coach Tom Izzo said in a statement that Nix's future with the team is in jeopardy. In the NBA last night, Toronto beat Charlotte 92-87, Indiana topping New York 112-104, San Antonio outscored Cleveland 125-190, Detroit over Orlando 102-95, Miami beat Philadelphia 99-93, Memphis topping Golden State 98-94, Phoenix winner over Sacramento 109-100, the LA Lakers beat New Jersey 91-87. In the National Hockey League last night, New Jersey beat the New York Islanders 3-1, the New York Rangers a winner over Philadelphia 5-3, Buffalo outshot Toronto in overtime 6-5, Carolina edging Ottawa 2-1, Pittsburgh over Boston 5-3, Winnipeg an OT 5-4 winner over Florida, Nashville needed 2 overtimes to beat Minnesota 2-1, San Jose over Dallas 5-2, Vancouver a shootout winner 5-4 over Anaheim, and Phoenix blank Columbus 2-0. Well, Seattle and Oakland did play 2 regular season games in Japan last week, but the stateside opening night honors go to Ozzie Guillen's new-look Miami Marlins. They open their Major League Baseball season tonight against the defending world champion St. Louis Cardinals at the Marlins' modernistic new ballpark on the site of the old Orange Bowl stadium in Miami. The Marlins are trying to make a big splash after moving from the Dolphins football stadium in the northern suburbs of Miami. They acquired speedy free agent shortstop Jose Reyes in the offseason to give their lineup a spark. Marlins ace Josh Johnson gets the opening night pitching assignment against the Cardinals' Kyle Loesch for new manager Mike Matheny, who takes over for retired skipper Tony La Russa. It's the only game on the Major League schedule tonight. We'll have that game for you live this evening here on KJAN. Pre-game getting things underway as that starts at 5:10 tonight. In other baseball news, as teams break training camps, in addition to slicing payroll this winter, the New York Mets cut dimensions at Citi Field. The Mets erected a new fence in front of the old wall at the 4-year-old ballpark, lowering the height needed for a home run to 8 feet from as much as 16, and cutting the distance from home plate by up to 12 feet. Citi Field has yielded the fewest homers of any park in the majors. Chase Utley will be in Arizona rehabilitating his injured knees when the Phillies open the regular season tomorrow in Pittsburgh. For the 2nd straight year, Utley starts the year on the disabled list. Cleveland Indians pitcher Ubaldo Jimenez is appealing his 5-game suspension. The players' union said in a statement Tuesday that Jimenez has requested an appeal of his ban for intentionally throwing at Colorado's Troy Tulowitzki during a spring training game on Sunday. Major League Baseball suspended and fined Jimenez on Monday. Jimenez is scheduled to start Cleveland's 2nd game of the season Saturday against Toronto. The Boston Red Sox will open the season without closer Andrew Bailey. He's scheduled for reconstructive ligament surgery on his right thumb Wednesday. Manager Bobby Valentine says he thinks Bailey will be out a while and asked if that meant days, weeks, or months. Valentine said probably all of the above. Brandon Inge will start the season on the Detroit Tigers' 15-day disabled list. The infielder has a strained left groin. Inge, who hit just 197 last season, is trying to make the move from third base to second after Detroit added Prince Fielder at first and moved slugger Miguel Cabrera over to third. The Washington Nationals have optioned left-hander John Lannan to AAA Syracuse, and they're shifting lefty Ross Detweiler from the bullpen into their starting rotation. The Atlanta Braves have signed reliever Chad Durbin to a 1-year contract Tuesday. He went 2-2 with a 5.53 ERA and 56 appearances last year. With Cleveland, he was one of the last cuts from the Nationals camp this spring. Well, Tiger Woods got a featured time for his first round tomorrow in the Masters, playing just behind defending champ Charles Schwartzel and just ahead of number one ranked Luke Donald. Woods will play his first two rounds with Miguel Angel Jimenez of Spain and Sangmun Bai of South Korea. They're scheduled to tee off at Augusta National at 9:35 Central Time tomorrow. That tournament opens up at 6:40 Central tomorrow morning when Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus tee off as ceremonial starters. They'll be joined for the first time by Gary Player. In other news from Augusta, Dustin Johnson withdrew from the Masters because of a lingering back injury that he aggravated while he was lifting a jet ski last week. And U.S. distance running star Jenny Simpson, the 2011 world champion at 1,500 meters, says she'll open her outdoor season at the Drake Relays. Drake organizers announced Tuesday that Simpson and two-time U.S. outdoor 200-meter champion Wallace Spearman Jr. will compete in the meet, which is set for April 26th through the 28th. Simpson grew up in Webster City and later had a record-breaking career at the University of Colorado. She won the 1,500 at Drake last year and then captured the world title 4 months later in South Korea. Spearman won the men's 200 at Drake in 2010. That was the last time that event was held. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.